Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This morning, I just want to share with you a verse of Scripture and a familiar concept, but want to look at it biblically rather than culturally and find out what it means about to take the name of the Lord in vain. And I know for many of us, what comes to mind with that, and rightfully so, but there's actually, it's much more serious than even we address it just on the surface level. And that's what I want to look at from Scripture today to find out, well, what does that entail? Why is it important that we understand it? And how should it affect the way that we live our lives? So a couple verses of Scripture I'd like to share with you. The first one comes from Proverbs chapter number 30, verse number 9. And in Proverbs 30, verse number 9, he's just in the previous two verses made the request that he not have too much or too little in life because he sees the extremities of both and the results of the lifestyle that they bring about. And so his request here in this section of Scripture is simply let him have enough. Not too little, not too much. And in verse number 9, we talked about having too much or too little. He says this, lest I be fool and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. And that's what I wanted to look at this morning, is taking the name of the Lord in vain. And many times when we think of that, what we think of is actually would be found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 12, when it tells us, ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Well, here in this context, let me just read to you the previous verse. He says, ye shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. So there he talks about in Leviticus 19:11 about stealing. We saw that in Proverbs chapter 30, where he says, lest I be poor and steal and take the name of the Lord in vain. So already we're seeing an interesting connection that we don't associate in our minds between taking the name of the Lord in vain and some actions. Most of the time, what we think of would be using it as an expression, using it flippantly. This just happened to me the day before yesterday. I was in an elevator to get some blood work, and the elevator was the rinkiest, dinkiest. I don't know who certified that thing, but they need to take a second trip around to it. And so anyway, I had got on the elevator, and I had waited for the doors to open, and they just would barely open. And then they kind of open more, and yeah, they kind of stutter, and then they'd open the whole way. So I looked at the elevator, I looked at the stairs. I said, oh, I only got to go up one floor. I could survive a fall in an elevator from one floor. I'd be okay. So I got in the elevator, and as I was getting ready to go up, someone was coming in just before the door was kind of getting ready to start shutting, so I held the door open. So they didn't know how rough the elevator was. Well, we got to the second floor for the doors to get starting to get open, and they kind of started to open, and they stopped and open. And he was in a hurry, and after the second time of it stuttering, right before he kind of squeezed out the doors, he said, "Jesus," and I wanted my gut instinct. I want to say, "What about him? I like talking about Jesus." Man, an opportunity. But I tell you, no quicker he said that than he slipped through the crack of the elevator and was gone. But that's normally the context in which we think of is taking the name of the Lord in vain, and rightfully so. But that is really just a subset of what Scripture is talking about. And that's what I want to look at this morning. And so already we've seen two connections between a lifestyle, here about literally stealing and dealing falsely, connecting with taking the name of the Lord in vain. And that's what I want to look at. First of all, that the name of the Lord, the writing for his name that we have in our Bibles here, that capital L-O-R-D, Lord, we find that, if I was right, well, not I was right, because I did not hand count all of these, but I looked it up with some study guides, and over 6,500 times in the Old Testament, more than 6,500 times, we find this name of the Lord recorded in Scripture. And there are a whole bunch of other things to attach with that about the way that they, the process of writing down the name. But what I want to share with you is the meaning behind it. Literally is the existing one, the eternal one. When we see that name, many times you'd see it as Jehovah, and there's a whole separate thing about the vowels, and we won't get into all that, but it literally refers to the eternal one or the existing one. And we see it as he's self-existent, and it's the proper name of the one true God. Then when it talks about to swear, when it talks about to swear not, that literally is to charge by an oath or with an oath. And when it talks about dealing falsely, literally of keeping your word and not to use, we sometimes, I might not say this, but hopefully no one gets offended, but sometimes you might would see it or hear it. Someone will talk about, you know, I swear on my mother's grave or things of that nature where, you know, okay, well, you must be telling the truth. And then you find out that rascal, his mama's still living. That's kind of the idea about, hey, we're going to use the highest authority that we know of to show that, hey, my word's true, and really, we have no intention of keeping the word. That's the thought. It reiterates that throughout the New Testament as well. We went through some of that in the book of James. But in the context, talks about falsely, deceptions, falsehoods, lies. And so we looked at the context there in Leviticus 19, verses 11 through 13. Profaning the name of the Lord is literally what we usually think of when we think of taking the name of the Lord in vain. And the Bible talks about that. It's there in Leviticus chapter number 19, verse number 12, in case you want to take notes, where it talks about, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. So he says, ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane my name. So we've got two things going on here. First, that issue of the swearing, or literally the falsehoods by his name, and then the profaning is really what we think of when we think of taking the name of the Lord in vain. That means to defile, to pollute, to desecrate. It's to treat as common. It's to violate the honor of. That's why when you hear references to Jesus just used so flippantly in daily language, that's literally what's taking place, is it's treating it as just a common expression, a common phrase. And that's not the way that the name of the Lord should be dealt with or handled at all. That is scripturally to profane the name of the Lord, to treat it as common, without honor, without reverence. But to take the name of the Lord in vain actually goes beyond just the profaning of it, just beyond the careless and the flippant use of it. And this is something that even the people who were first given this command and directive didn't apply to their lives properly. And we're going to see that in Scripture as well. They went so far as to, they were so scared, actually still in the culture today, to use that name wrongly that they wouldn't say it. And there were special directions that they had, that they followed, that if we're going to write it, it has to be done this way, and we're not going to get into all the cultural significance of their activities and such. But that's how far they had taken it. And in doing so, they missed the point drastically. And that's what we're going to see from Scripture, because God had some things to say about them and the way that they used his name.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.